special hello to all of you SharkHunters.com members. Shark Hunters always welcome here. We have many different guests each month, and we cover a broad spectrum of topics and events that you'll find probably nowhere else on the radio. We try. Now, Harry and I are holding forth with your kind consideration, and we're showing you pictures, and I hope you can all get to the, if you just joined us, look at the guests section, look for Harry Cooper, look for photos under that, click up and load up, and we are at picture number 5, sir. What's the oval door about?
Rock and roll. This is on the mountain called the Obersalzberg, and it's just down the mountain a little way from where Hitler, Goering, Bormann, Speer, etc. had their homes. This is part of the farm that Martin Bormann built.
It's a horse door.
Yep. Horse, cow, whatever. Animals, also for the tractors and stuff. Any food that the leaders of the Reich ate came from the farms up on the mountain here. After the war, the place was taken over by the U.S. Army, that whole mountain. And they turned this into a ski resort in the winter and a golf course in the summer. And after they turned it back to the Bavarian government, what, in the 90s, I think it was somewhere. Oh, boy, they just went around destroying everything that they could that was the Reich. But this they kept without destroying it. However, they did have a, we don't have a picture of it right here, but they did have a guest house kind of off to the right of this picture called the Skytop Lodge. And a lot of famous people stayed there. Well, it is now a putting green. They tore it down and made a putting green out of it.
What idiocy. So afraid of history.
Wow. Yeah, and unfortunately, they should have watched the movie Star Wars, and remember when Princess Leia said, the tighter you close your fist, the more star systems will escape.
Ah, that's a very good analogy. Nice metaphor.
And when you were a kid, you know, when you're a kid, your dad tells you, you can't do this. Well, you did it just to prove you can do it.
Sure.
Whereas here in this country, you know, the history of the Civil War, or as they call it down here, the War of Northern Aggression, you can talk about all you want. So it's not a big deal. But over there, they try to suppress the history, so people like to dig it out a little more. I don't know. You know, history should be, whether you like it or not, whether it was good, bad, or otherwise, you really got to know history. You really should know what's going on. That will help you help you understand where you are today.
It's the signpost to the future, supposedly.
Yeah, allegedly, right. And I have to laugh when people say, well, if you know your history, you won't repeat your mistakes again. Well, horse pucky, if that was the case, we would have never had the Second War.
Or the second term of Obama.
No arguments with that one. Number 6, that's another one of the buildings there. And the two doors that are, the oval door that's open, you can see the two halves that are open.
Yeah.
That's the pro shop. You go in there and that's the golf pro shop. Jeez. And that's also the, it used to be the stables. And if you see the square doors on the left, there's little rails, you know, like they had carts that you could push in and out back when it was a farm to get the feed in and out. And those rails are still there. Try not to trip on them. Now, we're in number 6, where I'm standing in number 6 to take the photos, right behind me and to my left is this stairway going down. Excuse me, doggone it. I need another swig of Pepsi here. And this was built back in the 30s when Bormann had this place built, but they put a gate up there to prevent you from going down below because they don't maintain that part, and you could probably get hurt. So, of course, it says Eingang verboten. So if the Spitlickers are listening, yes, I went over the gate. Bless your hearts. And I came down these stairs. They're still there, but, you know, we don't, you know, I don't bring my group there. because you see a lot of wet leaves and everything. It's pretty dangerous. If you slip, you go down them stone stairs in a heap. And this led to, now let's click the number eight.
That's the original stone work in the parking area, by the way. Looks pretty old.
That's correct, yeah. That's all stone pavers they use in the parking lot. And now down here, these are all the same stones that were set when this place was built in the 30s. And you go through this door in number eight.
Borman.
Yeah.
Borman did a lot of things, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was pretty much the power behind the throne. Which is why, and I'll digress for a second, when he got down to Argentina after the war was over, he had control over hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right.
And he helped set up over 750 corporations that some of them are still in business today, which is why one of my number one agents told me to back off and don't look for too much with Borman. But anyhow.
Okay, so there's your stairs with the wet leaves, and you went over the gate and went down there.
Downstairs. I'm taking a picture downstairs, shooting up. And then in photo eight, that arch leads to to a door, which is locked, and it says explosives. So I didn't try to pick the lock. I figured just leave well
it
enough.
It still says explosives from way back when.
That's correct. Slightly faded, but I don't. Who knows what's in there? Number nine, it's still down below. That's the wall that holds everything up there. Up above that, on the right, is your parking lot. And this is the retaining wall, I guess.
Sure.
That holds the whole parking lot together. But you're not supposed to be down there. And but you know, and gang verboten means Harry needs to see this. So, and so far, haven't been yelled at.
Well, you sound like you're intact too. You haven't fallen on the. You haven't slipped on those leaves. Or, you
no,
do. You should stay away from ladders. Stay away from ladders, but stairs are probably all right. Okay, yeah. Number 10.
Okay, number 10. Now this is the backside of the barn. It's what, 3, 4, 5 stories high. And yes, I am on the roof. So if the spitlickers are listening, yes, it said Ein Gang Verboten, and I climbed up onto the roof just to take a photo. The place is still just structurally as solid as can be. Inside these buildings, you got huge big beams holding the place together, 1 foot by 1 foot square beams.
Yeah, they'll be around 1,000 years from now.
That's right, long after the people who say they're terrible stuff.
Yeah.
And now we start our bunker tour. And in photo 11, this is still on the Obersalzberg, and like I say, Jeff Carson knows where every doggone...
This is still up on the mountain, and what elevation are we at? What, 5,000 feet, something like that, 6,000?
I would guess 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 feet. Because we're, you know, they were up towards the top of the mountain with their homes and stuff.
Now, this is where the Eagle's Nest is, for those of you history buffs who have been
with
us before.
That's on the next mountain over.
Yeah, it's in the same area.
Yes.
So that's where we're at, in that part of the world. Okay.
Yep. So this is, I don't know what this was originally supposed to be, but they don't leave big doors open for us. So to get into this bunker, you see that little slot.
Yeah.
And we had to slide through and drop down. Number 12 shows you what it was like. It's kind of a mess in there. And
yeah.
Took more photos.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we took more photos, but of course, you know, we don't have a 10-hour show.
Well, you
here.
Credited Jeff Carson, I see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Anybody who takes photos, if it's not me, they get their credit up there. They don't get paid for it, but they get credit.
Good job, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff is incredible. He's just incredible. That guy knows every... And like I say, he'll walk the legs off a pool table. He never quits. I couldn't keep up with him.
All right, well, so we'll call that the Cooper Bunker. And we have no idea what it was used for. Where did it go?
It went back, and there were rooms off either side. There's nothing in the rooms, and mm-hmm. anything that's wood has long since gone away.
Yeah.
In the early days, right after the war ended, the locals were taking as much wood as they could get their hands on up there just for their fireplaces and to rebuild their homes.
Right.
Because they had been pretty well blown up. Now, number 13, you got to look real close here. See where that white arrow? I'm learning how to work this computer. That white arrow
mm-hmm.
is pointing to a concrete rebutment there, abutment, revetment, whatever you call it. And if you look close down at the bottom of that white square,
doorway,
there's the top of a door that leads into Borman's aircraft shelter bunker.
His aircraft shelter bunker.
His bombing bunker, aircraft.
Oh, okay.
Air raid, that's the word I'm looking for.
I got
air
it.
Raid.
All right.
Hey, nobody ever called me dumb and didn't mean it.
No.
That's his
okay.
air raid shelter bunker.
So he would have to hustle out of his house, run into that doorway to get into the protection of the bunker? Or is that an exit?
This is the exit. He had, uh-huh. he had entrance to his bunker right out of his basement.
Where's his home in this picture? We can't see it, but where would it be?
It would be kind of left and above.
Mm-hmm.
But it was torn down. And Goering's home would have been up and right a little bit, but it was torn down, and they built a multi-zillion dollar hotel there.
Mm-hmm.
And people, the guests who stay there probably don't realize, if you go back behind the little goldfish pond, you find a set of old stone stairs, three or four stairs going down to a footpath. And if you know how to follow the footpath, you find all sorts of bunkers and tunnels and Third Reich construction back there. It's just incredible. The mountain is just loaded with stuff. And we still haven't found it all.
Well, maybe other people haven't found it all either. There's so much.
I know. We went there a couple of years ago. Lauren and Mary were with me. We broke away from the regular group, and we went up the mountain. And you couldn't walk more than 2 or 3 feet, and there's some pieces of steel or iron on the ground, or you'd see a covered-over air shaft, all sorts of stuff there. If you go up there with a metal detector, you just go nuts with it.
Well,
the treasure trove of history.
All right. Number 14.
Number 14, where I put that skinny little yellow oval, you notice where the road has been widened at that one spot.
Yeah.
And I'm uphill looking down, and if you look at number 15, I'm downhill looking up at that same thing. Well, on the opposite side of that bulge in the road is the driveway coming down from Hitler's home, and so they made the bulged the road out a little bit so that his driver, Kemke, didn't have to zigzag
stop
back
and back up to make the turn.
That's right. He could make the turn with his big Mercedes. And if you drop down from there, which is really not a safe thing to do, and I don't recommend people do it unless they really know what they're doing, you have to go down by grabbing onto trees as you slide by them to break your fall. But down at the bottom, there's another bunker entrance. That was the escape bunker from the maze of bunkers that go through this whole mountain, the Obersalzberg. And then not far from this bunker exit, there's another bunker exit from Hitler's air raid bunker. And it's always locked. But one time I got there when they had some maintenance guys in there for something, and they left the door unlocked. Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
So I went in and took a bunch of pictures there, too. I love it when they leave the doors open.
Very, very thoughtful of them.
Yeah, it makes it to where I don't have to pick the lock.
You would never do something like that.
No, let's see. Not me.
Number 16.
Oh, number 16. And I think number 17 goes with that. Right. That's the remains of a house. a fair-sized house or building or something. We don't know what it's for, but you can see who took the picture. Jeff knew where that place was, too.
Huh.
16, I think, was a fireplace, or maybe the kitchen. And number 17 is a bricked up. That always makes me wonder what's on the other side.
Darn right. Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
So
that's in the house?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but they frown on you coming there with a pickaxe to knock the door open.
Well, there's something or somebody on the other side.
Yeah, that makes me remember the Edgar Allan Poe story, The Cask of Amontillado,
mm-hmm.
where Montressor walled up Fortunato. Okie dokie.
Those are good pictures. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's history,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that most people will never get to see.
Well, if you look at those pictures, it turns you into an instant Nazi, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Your brain melts.
Yeah.
You run around yelling slogans.
Your canine teeth grow another inch. I know that.
Yeah.
And
you grow horns and a tail.
Yeah, that too.
If you believe what the spitlickers say. Of course, they raise about $50 million a year, literally scaring people into sending them money to find hate groups.
Of course.
The FBI finally stopped paying them. The FBI was paying them to help find hate groups and Nazis. And I think it was in 2014 the FBI shut the checkbook. I guess they finally caught on that pretty soon the Boy Scouts of America and NASCAR were going to be tagged as Nazi groups.
No question about it.
Kept paying money for it.
Let me back us up to the road with the bulge in the road there,
yep,
for the driver.
Sure.
If we were to look across the street there, we'd see a driveway up to the location of the house?
Yes. There's two driveways. The first one was the main driveway that went up to the front of the house.
Uh-huh.
They pretty well covered that up with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But then the one beyond that was the service drive where, trucks would drive up to the back of the house, whatever. That's still there, but they've stuck a pole in the ground,
mm-hmm.
right in the center to prevent people from driving up there. It's
right.
One of those kind of poles where you can unlock it at a hinge and it'll fall down so they can get their own cars up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go up there, you'll also turn into a Nazi.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling the urge to salute right now just looking at these pictures.
Yeah, and start singing some of the old songs.
That's right. Doggone it.
We go up there, and there's nothing left of the house. They've torn down absolutely everything that has to do with the house. And you see in some of the old pictures what they call the great steps, where dignitaries would come up to the main house. They're still there. You can't see them, though, because they've dumped tons of dirt on it. And there's grass growing and trees growing, and pretty soon Mother Nature is going to take over.
You know, it's stupid when you think, and if you've listened to Harry and I before, how much money is made with tourists going up to the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah.
If they had
left these
houses there, they would make a fortune every year. And those who are in this for the money would be laughing and rolling in the dough. It's just so damn stupid.
God. They would be so, so wealthy because, people are still coming. And whenever we go there, we see the runic symbol carved into the tree. It looks like a peace sign upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And in the runic alphabet, that means he has risen. And we used to stay at the hotel right up the hill from there. And I'd look out from my balcony at like midnight, 2 a.m, and there'd be red candles burning on what used to be Hitler's home.
No kidding.
Yeah. Almost every night, and then a lot of times you'd find flower arrangements and actual wreaths there in the morning. Somebody'd come in the evening or at night and put them there, and the cops would go through there every day to take all that stuff away.
Take all that evil away.
Awful stuff. Yeah, those evil people. So,
They're also, I understand, some of the original foundational bricks still scattered around.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. And, of course, I don't know how much is left now because souvenir hunters have been picking up a bunch of them.
Yeah, I sort of know somebody who might have done that.
We've got a piece of the toilet. Yes. Somebody had smashed the toilet, and we got a piece of the porcelain. The retaining wall is still standing.
Now, think about that. Hitler's toilet.
Yeah, I know. I hesitate to talk about that because of the very connotation there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was his personal one or if it was one.
Well, it was in the house.
It was in the house, yeah, definitely. So, but the retaining wall is still there, and if you know where to look, there are still little slits open that if you were skinny enough, damn skinny, you could slide through and get down into the basement. And if you really wanted to work at it, you could pry a couple rocks, bricks, blocks, whatever you call them, loose and get down in there. But I'm told the police are really not happy with anybody trying to do that at that particular place.
Well,
they've also, a few years ago, they've erected a sign there saying that this is where all the plans were made to murder all the Jews.
Oh, of course.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I got to tell you something here. Let me digress for a second. We've had a couple of people join up membership just while we're talking on the phone, you and I.
Very nice. Yeah.
You must have some good listeners.
They are the best. It's the best audience in talk radio. I'm so blessed and proud of them. Just brilliant people, open-minded. They make up their own decisions. And,
you mean they're not all Nazis like the Southern Poverty Law Center says?
Not yet. Well, we're working on that.
This is look at some of these pictures, and your mind melts.
I'm having trouble focusing now. this is all so stupid and silly. You look at the ruins of ancient Rome, revered and Greek. Ruins. Anyway, this whatever history.
Well, that's what I put in the letter. My 8-page long letter to this lawyer who's going to pick up the banner and go with it. That you know, if we studied the history of the Incas, we'd be in Machu Picchu, and if we studied the Caesars,
that's
we'd be
right.
in Rome.
That's exactly.
We studied
right.
the Third Reich, so we're in Germany.
We're going to go through this, Todd. Thank you. Okay, picture number 18. Now that's Cooper. Cooper has just fallen down that hillside, and he's crawling his way back up. He is so tough.
I didn't fall. I only fall off my roof.
That's right. That's right.
No, I went down there to check out. You can see some man-made stuff down there. The straight. I forget. I think there were girders, but that's one thing when you're in the field looking for anything like that. God does not draw straight lines. So if you see something that's straight, you got to take a look at it.
You know, you look at those pictures, thousands of pictures taken by the Curiosity and the other rovers on Mars, and you see lots of things that are straight and otherwise contrived, and it looks like the wreckage of a civilization. It was blown to hell at some time. That's what it looks like.
You mentioned Mars. I'll just touch on this for a second. Down in Antarctica, there's a huge place called the Bunger Oasis, where it's snow-free, and it's kind of reddish sand with plants and stuff growing. And in the 90s, I think it was, NASA had people down there practicing for a Mars landing. And so whether they ever got to Mars or not, I don't know. We're getting noise that maybe they did send something to Mars, but I wouldn't hang my hat on that just yet.
Right, right.
Not till I have proof.
All right. Now, by the way, if you could get down into the basement of Hitler's residence there, you'd obviously find the entrance to the escape bunker and the bomb shelter and all that other stuff, which is still under
there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, the hotel up the mountain from that, the Hotel Zum Turken, they've got a beautiful set of bunkers down below, and their bunker system, like I say, it's like an apartment with hallways, not tunnels that you got to crawl on, but and you go in the direction of where it would lead to Hitler's home.
Uh-huh.
And the state has come out from the Hitler house side to where the property line is, and they bricked it up right on the property line inside the tunnel. You can go from the
That's
hotel
funny.
In the tunnel to the brick wall, then you know where the property line is. God forbid you should go past that property line.
Well, you'd end up in a cage the rest of your life screaming. Okay, number 19. It's a nice 19. Inviting-looking cavern. What is this?
This is another one of those little tiny holes you got to slide through to get into something worth seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick up on that thread in a few pictures from here, but somehow I digressed. And
it's all right. Number 20.
Number 20. That's the foundation that's left of what is referred to as the Kampf House, K-A-M-P-F.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, means my struggle, is the second best-selling book in the world ever.
In history,
second only to the Holy Bible. And after he got out of Landsberg prison, he and Hess, Rudolf Hess, rented this little house on the side of the mountain, and he finished dictating, and Rudolf Hess wrote down the rest of the book, Mein Kampf. And the house has been destroyed, but the foundation is still there. Why the government didn't get around to destroying the foundation, I don't know.
Well, let's not give them any ideas, for God's sake.
Well, they can't now, because some years ago they passed a very intelligent law that anything built by the Third Reich must not be torn down.
Really?
That was after they tore down a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that's the foundation. Basement, not even. Just the foundation. Okay.
I don't think that house had a basement.
No, that... All right, so there was a floor, you imagine, a walls and a roof, and that's where Mein Kampf was finished.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Hitler and Rudolf Hess rented the house.
He had a long... Hitler had a long history with the Obersalzberg. He really was attached to that area.
Oh, he loved it, yeah. And understandable. It's a beautiful area. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Number 21, I don't know what the heck that is. That's an entrance into another bunker system. To get into these things, you got to crawl on your belly to get through.
Well, Carson knows what that ought to be cleaned out. All of them should be cleaned out, restored, and if they're sturdy, they should have tours through them.
I agree. Unfortunately, the law says you can't destroy them, but there's they haven't passed a law that says you got to build them back up. You're familiar with the Zeppelin field where Hitler used to stand to make all his speeches there in front of hundreds of thousands of people. That can no longer, that is protected. That's a historical place, but it's fallen apart. And my friend there in Nuremberg said by estimates it's going to cost 70 million euros, which is probably 85 or 90 million Yankee dollars, just to stop it from deteriorating, not to rebuild it or refurbish it, but just stop it from falling apart.
Money well spent. Tourism. Make it back in a couple of years.
I think so, but maybe they don't see it that way.
Right.
They have a different way of looking at things.
Well, I just think, again, 75 years ago, what a different world it was. And there are an awful lot of people alive now who remember that as children, those times.
I was a kid during the war
years. Yep.
I was born one day after the Germans marched into Poland.
They were forced to do that. They were forced to go into Poland because of the slaughter of Germans.
Oh, exactly. Right beside my desk here, I've got a pile of pictures and witness statements and everything on what happened the 2 weeks before the Wehrmacht marched in.
I've seen the pictures, too, and it was utter butchery of German men, women, and children.
Right, and they were almost every instance they were tied up hand and foot and then beaten to death.
It's unbelievable. The Poles were as subhuman as they try to ascribe behavior of the Germans, as much.
We're getting off topic.
Number 23.
22.
22. Only the Poles who participated in the massacre, all right? That's the obvious statement.
Yeah, my wife is 100% Polish.
Yeah.
Anyhow, excuse me, well, she was not born in those days. This is one of our guys, Chris, and you can see how deep the water is inside that bunker tunnel thing.
So we're into that, we're deeper into picture 21. We've gone in there, and this is way inside. There's brickwork, mortar work. That may be a bricked up something.
That's a bricked up something, but you'll notice it's been knocked through, so you can go past it.
Look at the archways. Look at the concrete. They must have. The Germans must have used more concrete to build underground than you could even calculate. I in reading about Owl Mountain, and the six different tunnel complexes. These weren't just tunnels. They were factory locations. They were 30 meters tall chambers, caverns, giant things built. And they
three floors high.
Multi-stories. And they only were able to, they ran out of time. They were going to concrete, of course, cover all the walls, but they didn't, they got them dug, but they didn't get the concrete in, and then the war came to an end. All right, number 24.
Right.
23.
You're always a step ahead of me.
Sorry.
You see how clear the water is there,
because
it's about a foot and a half deep, but it's just sitting there undisturbed, nothing in it, and so it just crystal clear until we walk through it, of course. But you got to watch where you're walking, because
there's stones in there. I see them.
Yeah, and it's slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Number 24, there's yours truly getting ready to leave, and there's that tiny little hole again.
Mm-hmm.
There I am with my miner's lamp on my head. And in 25, there's the hole.
Look at that.
I finally learned how to make a circle with this computer.
Well, better late than never.
Yeah, like my crew chief used to say, nobody ever called Cooper dumb and didn't mean it.
That's right. Okay.
Here in 25A, there's an entire military village. If you know where to go through the woods to find it, up on the over Salzburg, there are ruins like this for buildings, for offices, the big theater hall, a building where they kept explosives, another building where they kept the detonators. It's all up there if you know where to look for it. And, of course, Carson does. And we went there. We may go there on this trip. I don't know. Jeff is trying to put together some interesting places for us to go.
Nice. And, so he lives over there all the time. He knows was an American, right?
No, he's not an American, and I guess I'm not supposed to say he's a Brit, because he lived in one of the other countries, Cornwall, I think it was, but now he's moved to Germany, and so he just tours all over the place.
Yeah.
He does incredible research before he even steps out the door.
Huh.
So he's got maps to everything.
Yeah.
And some he's
he'd know about Owl Mountains a lot. Yeah.
I'll bet he does, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to get over there. The problem I have is not so much the sign that says Eingang Verboten, but the sign that in German says minefield.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that, you know.
Yeah.
You can't talk your way out of that if you're
there's
step on
still
a mine.
There's still uncleared minefields, huh?
It could be, or it could be just a fake sign to keep people out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would work for me. Number 26.
I'm trying to get a bunch of Democrats to volunteer to walk ahead of me.
I'll be right
now,
behind
all you.
Now,
folks listening who are Democrats, don't get mad.
Yeah.
26, that's an air vent or an escape vent from a tunnel compound underneath. Complex, not compound.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're inside another one, 27. You see those hook things hanging from the ceiling. Normally, they come all the way around and form a loop to the ceiling. And electric cables go through there, and the air conditioning, or the ventilation, I'm sorry, the ventilation tubing would go through there. And the floor, the wooden floor has been removed, you'll see, but there's a false floor. And so the any water would drain out underneath the false floor. They pretty well figured these things out. And I know the propaganda loves to say these were built with slave laborers. No, they weren't. They were built with very highly skilled, well-paid people. I mean, if you're going to have a tunnel complex that you're going to live in and work in. You don't want them built by Pedro the farmer. You want it built by somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
These are contracted, and look at the concrete work. Obviously very well done.
Right. You don't want the thing falling down around your ears.
No.
And what they would do, and we found remains of some of these little villages or whatever, because they would build a temporary village to mm-hmm. house all the workers, and mm-hmm. then they'd build whatever they were building, and then they'd move on to the next place. And they built a permanent village in one area not far from where this picture is taken, and it housed all the workers. And in the back of the basements of some of these apartment buildings, they had entrances to more tunnel complexes, but the government bricked them up, and now they're rented out as just regular apartments.
Hmm.
Used to be the stone cutters.
Well, I can see where the floor, you see the joists under the floor, there's still a few left, and then they obviously plank on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you can see a better view in number 28.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had to watch where you were walking there. You had to walk along the side, otherwise it's just gummy gooey, and who knows what you're going to step into. And you could see another opening up there. This one you cannot get into anymore because within a year or so after we were in there, they bulldozed that entrance shut. So this one is all you're going to see of it.
Mm-hmm.
30 is a closer up. And you can see why I say you don't want to walk. You got to walk on the side part. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you got a serious problem.
How tall is the ceiling in there, Harry?
We had to stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially walking along the side.
Right.
Probably with the floor in place, maybe looking at 6 feet at the center.
Got it.
But
okay.
Then it looped down a little.
Yep.
Now
all right.
Go to 31.
Okay.
31 is on another farm, a dairy farm that was in operation back in those days, also built by Borman, and this is where the milk was taken to cool. This is the milk cooling place. It's still used for the same purpose, but it's not done by Borman anymore, because Borman's dead. But he did not die on a tank by the train station in 1945.
No.
Died in South America.
Okay. Number 32.
It's a little hard to describe. This was the beginning of an underpass. On the right side, you'll see the door opening to go through the underpass.
Uh-huh.
This was going to be the Autobahn to Italy.
Really?
Yeah, they were going to fill it in with dirt and pave on top of it, and it would be running fore and aft to what you're looking at here.
Huh.
If you clip to number 33, you see it from the front, and the Autobahn would have been built up going left to right.
Got it.
And
very interesting.
Jeff himself in there.
Yeah.
So he didn't take this picture.
He's not that fast.
No. And then 34, you're looking through it. It's a walking path.
Look at that.
They love walking paths over there in Europe.
Yeah.
And this was built in the 30s, maybe the early 40s, but I think it was late 30s.
Well, masters at stonework and design and engineering.
Hmm. 35 was just the remains of another wall in that little village compound I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number...
Oh, 34, you have Jeff inside the underpass.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. And it's if you look up to number 33, over to the right side of the entrance, you see a big disc. Move.
Yeah, it's a sign of a woman and a child, it looks like.
That's correct. That shows that it's a walking path.
Very nice.
Fußgänger Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you follow that path that goes for miles back through the woods. They love walking over there in Europe.
Hmm.
We should do a little more of that over here. I'd be in better shape if I did.
Mm.
I'm back to doing my mile a day.
The Entenmann's diet. I got it.
Yeah, love them cookies. I know. Yesterday I had, I went nuts. I had a huge, big chocolate sundae, and this morning I measured my blood sugar. Oops! Blew out the meter.
Well.
Nah. I'll be here another 34 years.
Just stay off the, stay off that. Don't go every day with it. Just knock off a few days and you'll normalize.
Yeah.
What's this, 36? That's an odd looking building.
Yeah, 36, 37, and 38. I put that there for kind of a double reason. First off, because it is pure history. This is the house of Dietrich Eckhart, the founder of the NSDAP.
Mm-hmm.
Big house. The guy lived pretty good. I don't know what he did for a living, but he lived pretty good. And the reason I took these pictures here also, partly, like I say, it's history, but also it is one of the very, very few parts of Germany that has not been given back to the German government, or the Bavarian government in this case. This is a huge house, and it's used for R&R, which is rest and recreation, for the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army owns it. So I went there, and I wanted to go through it and take a look at it and take pictures. But the guy at the desk said, nope, it's only for the Army. So I showed him my Coast Guard auxiliary credentials. At that time I was an officer with the, I was a flotilla commander with the Coast Guard auxiliary. Mm-hmm. I showed him my credentials there. He says, nope, Coast Guard, don't cut it. You got to be Army.
Was this an Army guy telling you this?
Well, it was an old man that was hired there. He was the desk clerk. Mm-hmm. And there were, women and children and Army people there just vacationing.
German Army.
He said, no, Army only, U.S. Army. He said, no, Army
only.
Oh,
U.S. Army, not German Army.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I said, okay, fine, have a nice day. Well, the Spitlickers have it on their website that I was intercepted by armed guards, armed soldiers, and forcibly thrown out.
Oh, God.
It was one old man desk clerk said, no, you can't come here. I said, okay, mm-hmm. thanks, and mm-hmm. I took off.
Well, that's how they play. That's
yeah.
how they play. Dirty. Now, this building, it's interesting that they had torn down all the other homes, Bormann's and
Goering's, Hitler's.
Goering's, Hitler's, yeah. But they didn't tear this one down. I guess it was...
Right.
Historically, maybe too far back? I don't know.
It was a long way from the other ones, and the other ones had been damaged by a raid toward the end of April of 45. Bomber Harris sent over a bunch of planes, and we also had some P-47s go over and bombed Hitler's home and the various other buildings on the Ober-Salzburg.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, the war was like a week and a half from being ended, but they did it anyhow. But this house is probably, 5, 6, 7 miles away. Mm-hmm. So it was in an area where they wouldn't have targeted because there was nothing there but one or two houses and a whole bunch of forest.
Well, this must be a 100-year-old house.
It looks pretty old. They
have to be close to it. Yeah.
Yeah. All the armed soldiers chased me out. Yeah. One old man behind the desk said, sorry, pal, Coast Guard credentials don't cut it. You can't come in. Okay, fine.
No,
thanks,
there were
goodbye.
at least 20 armed guards with bayonets.
Right. Right. Nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So we may be going to squash that bug called the Spitlickers, but you and I will talk about that privately. No sense tipping off the enemy.
No. Not really worth our time anyway. This is what they do. They intimidate, they harass, they try to frighten people. We're going to put you on a list. We're going to expose you if you continue to support him or her or them. My sponsors have been hassled over the years, but they're smart.
I imagine.
They know.
Don't forget, the Southern Poverty Law Center listed Dr. Ben Carson...
Yeah.
As a racist.
I saw that.
He's just a nice guy.
Unbelievable.
He's a nice guy, a brilliant, brilliant surgeon.
Yeah.
But he's a racist. Good God, Gertie.
I know. He should have been, in my view, and I've said this from the beginning, I think he should have been vice president with Trump. think he would have been a perfect complement to him. Would have certainly worked on helping the black community find their way over to Trump. What they've got now, Pence is, again, this is me speaking, his past trade record is not good. He's a free trader. He's also endorsed Rat Ryan, who is very pro-immigration, open borders, wants to bring Muslims here, Paul Ryan. So I don't care much for Pence. He's a globalist player, and I think Trump could have, he may have been talked into it. I don't know. He could. I think Ben Carson would have been a perfect choice for vice president.
Yeah, but remember, the vice president doesn't do anything except preside over the Senate.
Don't tell Dick Cheney that, who expanded the vice president's staff from 6 people to over 600 people, and ran the Bush Jr. Administration.
Well, that's because Bush Jr. let him. I don't imagine Trump's going to let anybody run his.
Nope.
And I suspect when Trump wins, please God, Dr. Carson will wind up being the Surgeon General.
Something like that. Oh, he's definitely got a position for Ben.
Yeah, because he strikes me as a brilliant guy. And just not a mean bone in his body.
No, I love the way he speaks. I like his demeanor, his comportment, his choice of words. He's very well spoken.
That's why he'll never make it as a
politician. Yeah, he's not a phony. He's not a con artist.
Right.
He's a great guy, obviously. Yeah.
And I got a feeling that probably Chris Christie is going to wind up as the Attorney General.
I would bet on that, sure.
And one of the first things he'll do is try to go back after Hillary unless Obama gives her a blanket pardon just before he leaves office.
Count on that?
Yeah.
Count on it. No way. Not going to happen. I don't know about Newt Gingrich. He's kind of waffled a few times. He would be, a very powerful Secretary of State, a real one.
Dummy, that's for sure.
Oh,
he's
no.
a brilliant guy.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the people are there. I wish and I hope that Trump does announce some of these key positions during the campaign in the next three months, because I think it'll help. I think it'll help a lot. This is going fast. Is it the 20th tomorrow?
Tomorrow's
the 20th. We are rolling right along. I mean, we're talking less than 3 months.
And the older you get, Jeff, the faster the days go by.
It's pedal to the metal and it's welded to the floor.
Yeah, pretty much like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow, we're still pressing forward on our plans for Antarctica.
It happens, but if it don't, excuse me, talking down home here, if it don't happen, you've got so much to do in Europe. Jeff, ask Jeff about Owl Mountain next time you talk. See how much he knows about that. That's a major...
He'll know where the places are.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge destination. And there's so much more. He'd probably just laugh if you ever brought up the idea that you'd run out of things to see and do. No way. No chance. And there are probably underground facilities over there.
Yeah.
That still have, they were sealed off by the Germans, and they still have planes, things in various states of completion. It was all built underground, so there are probably things that haven't been found yet. Now, I noticed today, I ran the story again, they're beginning to dig one more time for yet another location of the secret Nazi gold train. They're digging.
Yeah, I know. Somebody emailed me and asked what I thought about it. I told them they'd have a better chance finding the sunken U-boat full of gold in the swamp behind my house.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know where people come up. Okay, people probably have done some research and think maybe they found something, but then before they get any kind of evidence, they go off half-cocked, and tell the press, and the press goes all nuts. They get gold fever, and then they wind up looking foolish when they find, oops, it ain't there.
Well, if they do come across a buried World War II German train full of gold, it will be an international tourist draw. Talk about making money. There you go.
Well, yeah, but remember 3 years ago when they first said they found a different tunnel,
another
treasure train full of gold, Poland popped up and said, okay, a third of it's ours.
Well, of course.
The international Jewish consul says, no, that must be from the teeth of the people in the camp, so that's all ours, and they're all squabbling over something they didn't even have, for God's sake, you know?
Unreal. I'm more interested in the fellow, and I believe this is Poland. I may be wrong. I should go find the YouTube video. He uses ground imaging radar, and he thinks he has found the location where the Germans were working on their atomic bombs, and he thinks that there are six atomic bombs, or rooms for them, chambers for them, under the ground. They're uniform chambers. There are six of them, and they're buried deep.
In Poland?
I believe it was Poland. I'll try and find it. I'll send it to you.
Because I know Germany was doing a lot of nuclear research in Thuringen province.
It may well have been there. I'll have to go look. I see so many things, I get lost. I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Harry?
That's where they were doing a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah. And as we've discussed on the program, it is possible that one of the two bombs we dropped on Japan was fueled with uranium from Germany.
Yeah, that they believe that was the stuff that was on board the submarine U-234. The skipper, the first officer, the second officer, and the chief radio men were all members of Shark Hunters. I spent a whole day with the skipper in his house. Very pleasant fellow, but when I asked him about the uranium, he said, when I was in university, chemistry was my weakest subject. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to the cargo officer, and I asked him. He says, I don't know what any of that was. All I know was the size and the weight so I could trim out the boat. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good enough for me. All right. We will look forward to our next visit, although are you going to be over there in a month?
I'll be back in time for the third week.
Okay. And
yeah, I'll be back. I'm looking at the calendar here. I'll be back here on about the 12th of the month, because I'm going to stay another week over there because I have people to see.
Good. All right. Understood. Okay. Thank you. Wonderful tour, as always, Mr. Cooper.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk to you before you go on your trip, and have a good trip, and keep in touch.
You betcha.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Good night. Oh, and all of you again, sharkhunters.com, if you want to join something that is just extraordinary. You'll just never tire of the discoveries you'll make on that site and in that organization. Great people, great things. Thanks again, Harry. All right, we'll be right back with Hour 3 in just a few minutes.